Some Americans know musician Seu Jorge from his role as Knockout Ned in the 2002 Brazilian film City of God. Others may have first met him this way.
Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
That's Seu Jorge acting and singing David Bowie's tunes in the movie The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Mr. Jorge follows a long samba line of Brazilian singer-songwriters who've become well-known far beyond the beaches of Brazil, from Caetano Veloso, Milton Nascimento, and Gilberto Gil to Gal Costa, Maria Bethânia, and Elis Regina. Seu Jorge's latest album is called Cru. It means raw in Portuguese. He's just begun his North American tour. Seu Jorge joins us from the Argo Network in New York City, and he's also joined by his interpreter, Tracy Mann. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Hi.
I'm told you've brought your guitar with you.
Yeah.
May we hear something? You. Something from Cru?
Tive razão, posso falar. Não foi legal, não pegou bem. Que vontade de chorar, dói. Em pensar que lá não vem só dói. Mas pra mim tá tranquilo, eu vou zoar. O clima é de partida, vou dar sequência na minha vida. E de bobeira que eu não estou, você sabe como é que é. Eu vou, mas poderei voltar quando você quiser. E demorou, vai ser melhor. Tive razão, posso falar. Não foi legal, não pegou bem. Que vontade de chorar, dói. Em pensar que ela não vem só dói.
Thank you so much, Mr. George. That was just beautiful. The song is called Tive Razão, which translates to I Was Right.
Obrigado a você.
Could we talk about the way you grew up? For those of us who first perhaps saw you in City of God, such a magnificent depiction of life in the favelas. And you grew up in neighborhoods like that.
Eu nasci numa cidade do Rio de Janeiro e nasci numa comunidade e fui criado numa comunidade chamada Gogó da Ema em Belfor Roxo.
I was born in a neighborhood that is about 45 kilometers from the center of Rio called Belfor Roxo. It's not geographically a slum, but it is a very poor neighborhood, somewhat similar to what you see in City of God. But I had a lot of luck because I had a very good mother and a very good father. There was a lot of love in our house, and there were always friends around. I knew I wanted to be a musician, but it took me until I reached the age of 20 to actually become a professional musician. And I didn't start playing music with the decision to be a professional musician, but I thought it was a way to be more accepted and to make friends, because let's face it, when you arrive with a guitar under your arm and you start playing, you're always able to attract a crowd.
Well, what do you remember, and do any of those experiences ever make it into your songs?
Eu acho que a arte tem papel.
Art always has a strong social role. I try to show goodwill and happiness. If there's a heaven and a hell, it exists actually in the relations between human beings. We try to be better humans, and on the road to heaven, we can't devalue humanity or we have serious problems.
Brazilian music is popular all over the world, but I wonder if a producer ever tries to induce you to do a song or half a song in English. The idea is that it just increases its marketability.
A verdade, A língua inglesa, ela comunica com o mundo inteiro, né? Não necessariamente.
Of course, singing in English is a strategy. Everybody wants to be a success in America and to communicate to the English-speaking public.
É uma língua muito popular.
I see the big problem with producers in Brazil is the intention to produce very sophisticated tracks, and this tends to eliminate some of the sense of purpose, of heart, of emotion of the music. Our rhythms of maracatu, samba, our roots music. I think that this roots language can translate into a universal language.
Um exemplo, o Bob Dylan aqui nos Estados Unidos.
Bob Dylan, for example, can write a very super simple song that is sophisticated in its simplicity, just with the voice and the harmonica and the guitar. He writes songs that play to the heart, and this is what my intention is in my work.
I want to go back to your CD a bit. The unexpected selection you have on here, a cover tune that we think of as an Elvis Presley song called Don't.
If you feel that this is just a game I'm playing. If you think that I don't mean every word I'm seeing,
in fact, it was my French producer, a really incredible gringo, who selected this song. His idea was that black artists had really ransomed their art to Elvis, but Elvis, in his own way, was immensely black. His singing was black, his dancing was black, and really he gave back to blacks the art that he usurped from them. The producer thought it was very interesting for a black Brazilian to interpret this song as it was always meant to be, a black song.
Don't, please, don't.
Could we finish up with a song that you would like to perform that's from your CD?
De homenagem à minha filha, que estava no Brasil, chama Flor de Maria.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my daughter, Flor da Maria. It was written by Robertinho Branche, who's a great king of harmony and a wonderful composer from Minas Gerais. And I dedicate this to my daughter and to all of you listening, and thank you very much.
Uma mulher brasileira, um avião tropical, luz e sabor, uma estrela de fogo, dança no carro. Paixão, movendo as águas do amor, clara evidência ao sol que doura, solamente você. Voou, sumiu pelo mundo. Uma mulher, uma flor.
Thank you so much. I know you're on a North American tour. Is there anything you're looking forward to seeing that you haven't seen before?
Infelizmente, não tenho muito tempo, mas gostaria muito.
I don't have much time, but I would like to see more happy people, not so many worried faces. And excuse me for speaking this way, but I would really like to see more happiness here, more self-confidence, and taking pleasure in the success that the United States has rightfully worked hard to earn. So I wish more of this happiness for everyone listening here to me today, and hope to be with you again.
Mr. George, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chancellor.
Speaking with us from the Argo Network in New York City, Seo George. His interpreter has been Tracy Mann. Mr. George is in the middle of a North American tour. And to hear three more songs, you can come to our website, npr.org.